Welcome to the Master Your Breath podcast. My name is Tom Richter, and today I will talk about the importance of being able to just exhale and then relax into the pause. No breath coming in or out, and we remain still, calm, joyful. And then whenever we want to, we draw the breath in again, calmly using our diaphragm, expanding the belly. There's no sense of suffocation, no terror of what if I cannot breathe again. Because if there's such an interpretation, even if we just pause the breath for a few seconds, then immediately the stress response comes in. There's extra tension in that breath hold if we are not able to remain okay and in peace with that moment of not breathing. I got the idea for this topic by talking to a student a couple of days ago, and she said that when she goes through her day, she has that idea of suffocation in the back of her mind as she goes through the day. And there's a couple of moments throughout the day when there's a stress response where she feels, oh, I have to breathe faster, I might suffocate. And if you are in that place, pausing your breath is something that you just don't want to do, that your body is telling you to please not do. And if you are in such a place, and now you would maybe come to a yoga class or to a breathing class, and I would tell you, just exhale and pause your breath. And then wait for that appetite for the next inhalation. Very quickly, such person would go into, I'm not sure if I feel good with this. I will try because maybe I trust the teacher, maybe I trust Tom. And then you already exhale with a sense of tension in your belly. And then it just takes 2 or 3 seconds until your body goes into that fight or flight mode, until you feel the urge to inhale. And all of that creates additional sensitivities that will be interpreted as I'm suffocating here. I don't want to do this. And that's not the place to practice such a thing. And so today I want to share a couple of ideas how you can approach such a thing. Because especially if you hear about breathing techniques such as Wim Hof, where you hyperventilate and then hold the breath for as long as possible. But even techniques such as box breathing, where you inhale, pause the breath, exhale, pause the breath again, like a 4-4-4-4 ratio, as an example. You inhale for 4 seconds, you pause for 4 seconds, you exhale 4 seconds, you pause for 4 seconds. If you are trying such a technique, but you are only able to hold the breath easily for, let's say, 2 seconds, and maybe that's not you, maybe you are easily holding the breath long, but for many of us, 2 seconds is just what is the limit. And if you then think, okay, but I have to do it for 4 seconds, or whatever the technique might tell you, for as long as possible, that will put you into that state where your body says you're suffocating, and now you're overriding this interpretation of your body, and that will just create more tension. Now you're going against yourself. So let me share a couple of ideas and thoughts on this, and maybe some different perspectives. So you can go step by step into increasing the length of your breath hold, your pause, without going into fight or flight. In a way, peacefully approaching that kind of training for your body. Now, first let me say that when we stop breathing, we deprive ourselves of fresh oxygen. So it's a form of fasting. And many things that we do in yoga for spiritual growth are some form of fasting. We do pranayama, we hold the breath, we deprive ourselves of fresh oxygen, we stop breathing. we might say, oh, it's a good idea to just eat less or even fast for a couple of days for the idea of detoxing the body, becoming more aware, detaching ourselves from the idea that we have to eat constantly. We might also say, hold this pose for 10 breaths. And so don't move while you're in the pose. So again, we deprive ourselves of the freedom of just moving as we wish to. Or we follow a certain sequence and now we deprive ourselves of the freedom of moving and doing whatever we want. But then, of course, we might even say, go into an ashram and live according to their lifestyle for a week. And that form of normal lifestyle fasting, like we are depriving ourselves of our normal lifestyle, we just eat the food at certain times when everybody's eating, etc., is a form of fasting. We might even say, we go into the forest for 1 week by ourselves, not interacting with anybody, and just relating with ourselves, not even reading, writing, no phones, etc. All these forms are amazing tools for self-awareness, for shedding some layers of the ego and just being with ourselves and therefore getting to know our true self instead of projecting it out into the world. Now, the thing is, deprivation of anything can be traumatic and beautiful. It can be used in a good way and in a bad way. Because consider this, all forms of torture are essentially using the same thing. I can say to a prisoner, I'm not going to give you food until you tell me what I want to know. And now I use no food as torture. I can push them underwater, making them not breathe, forcing them not to breathe, and just to get information out of them or to break them. I might put them into an isolation cell where they cannot talk or even see anything, you know, in a dark cell for a week just to break them. So it's very important that we are very aware what we are doing and that we approach this technique in a peaceful way, in a peaceful way to ourselves, and with the idea of growth, of increasing our awareness. And that's also where yoga oftentimes goes in the wrong direction. Because we think we're doing something good, but if we have a pattern of punishing ourselves, yoga will allow us to feel good about that punishment. So if I go beyond my limits and now I start my yoga practice and the teacher is pushing me deep into a pose, creating pain in my hamstrings because they're just too tense. And I have this pattern of punishing myself. I will maybe be happy, like, oh yeah, I'm doing this and it's a lot of pain, but it's good for me because I'm growing. No, this is not how it is. And in the same way, when we breathe and then somebody tells us, now hold your breath for 10 seconds or as long as I tell you, it's good for you. We might feel good about feeling bad in our body, suffocating. So it's very important to not have that approach, but rather to say, I have a loving approach to myself and I'm going to do what feels good, but what is challenging. And that's where the gray zone is, because challenging ourselves will create a feeling of discomfort, but just as much discomfort as I can still relax into and feel good about. So I want to be somewhat in control and I want to allow the discomfort, but relax into the discomfort. The moment I'm pushing and the suffocation or tension in my body or whatever it is that I'm putting on myself is making me go into this fight or flight state, then I have done too much. So now coming back to learning to enjoy the pause after the exhalation, let's say. After the exhalation is always better because we cannot hold the breath as long after the exhalation. Because after a full inhalation, there's more oxygen in the body, in the lungs, and we can go longer, but it's also more dangerous to go just a little too much. So the first step is to use what is often called the BALT score. So we breathe calmly, as you are probably doing while you're listening to this, and then you just exhale, let the air out. Then don't push the air out, just let it naturally go out. Do one more breath, exhale, let the air out, and then just, you can pinch your nose. If you're doing anything actively right now, like driving, don't do it. You just hold the breath for a moment, just pause it. Don't squeeze, don't put pressure, just pause the breath. And then you can count or use a stopwatch. And then maybe after 5 seconds, maybe after 10, maybe after 20, maybe after 30, whatever your number is, you will feel that first appetite to inhale. And if you get that first definite sign that you need to inhale, start breathing again. And the important thing here is that when you inhale again, it's a calm inhalation and then a calm exhalation. You do not hold the breath so long that you have to now breathe faster 2 or 3 times to calm the breath back down. You don't need to recover the breath, you just can continue breathing calmly. So if you have to breathe faster, you have gone too long. So you can do that again now. You inhale, you exhale, wait. Pinch or no pinch nose, you just wait. Then there's this mild appetite that you can just relax into, and then inhale, exhale. And that might have already been too long. I'm just giving you an example. And now you have a starting number. Let's say you can go for 5 seconds, for 10 seconds, for 30 seconds, for 40 seconds, whatever your starting point is. For most people, it's somewhere between 10 and 30 breaths. But again, depending on your way of breathing throughout the day, every day, that might be very low or very high. But improving that number will always improve lots of things that you experience throughout the day, from your stress response to various health concerns to how you sleep. All things will improve if this number improves, meaning how long you can pause the breath. Now, here's a couple of things how you can improve this. First off, start with a nice rhythm before. If you are nicely and rhythmically breathing before you do this test, you will be able to hold it much longer. And of course, ideally, you are always having a nice rhythm of your breathing in all the things that you do throughout the day. So a nice rhythm. And by the way, I will guide you through a breath snack in a couple of minutes, and we will apply all these things in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned for that. So rhythm is the first thing. Just inhale for 2 or 3 seconds, exhale calmly, let the air out. Inhale 1, 2, 3, exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, right? If you can do this, based on what you're doing, you know, sometimes it's a little longer, sometimes a little shorter, but there is a continuous rhythm, your body will be much more likely to be calm when you pause the breath for a moment. The second thing is the quality of your exhalation. The more tension you have in your belly, the more tension you use to push the air out of your body, the less long you will pause the breath. So if you can really just calmly let the air out passively, meaning you finish the exhalation, now inhale into your upper belly, exhale, let the air out passively, simply releasing the diaphragm back up. Inhale again, let the air out passively. soft belly. Inhale, belly expands. Exhale, let the out passively. Soft belly. Then the longer you will be able to pause the breath, because every amount of tension that you hold in the body consumes more oxygen, creates more carbon dioxide. So the more relaxed you are during the exhalation and in general, the longer you can pause the breath, the less you will feel like you're suffocating. Then, can you elongate that exhalation? Because see, oftentimes when we are in a stress state, we focus very much and emphasize the inhalation. And then the exhalation becomes shorter and shorter, which then makes the inhalation even more stressful and tense. Right? I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but this is kind of how I see many people breathe when they get into a challenging position in yoga. And so I always just tell them, can you elongate the exhalation? Keep it passive. Relax into it. And so if you can just go from a rhythm of 3-3 to 3-5, for example, just a little longer exhalation than the inhalation. Not more volume that you breathe out, but just drawing it out over a longer time. That will induce as a relaxation response in the body, will calm the nervous system, will stimulate the vagus nerve, which will continue that stimulation into all the important organs. Now, when you have that rhythm, you work on the quality of the exhalation, you elongate the exhalation. Now we can start pausing. Because if, let's say, you are only breathing in and out, you know, 2 seconds in, 2 seconds out, it's very unlikely that you can pause for long if you do that routinely, this fast-paced breathing. So first work on elongating the exhalation before you even start pausing the breath. And then if you can comfortably exhale for 4 seconds, maybe 5, then you can shorten it maybe again to 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and instead pause for 1 or 2 seconds. And then exhale for 4 or 5 seconds and pause 1 or 2 seconds. And then maybe do it 3 and then 4. If you're coming from a place where any pause is a problem, if you can already easily do 10 seconds, just play with the quality of the exhalation and go immediately to what I'm saying next. So what is the next thing? You pause the breath, and what happens when you pause the breath? Are you immediately getting tense because you're pausing, or can you relax into that pause? Because here it's also on a quality level, is it something that you are exposed to now? Meaning you're pausing the breath, and now you just have to deal with that, meaning hold yourself through it in a way. Or can you do intentionally some things to stay present, stay calm? Because if you know what you can do in a specific challenging situation, you're so much better off than if you think you just have to fight through it. So, the moment you stop breathing, instead of waiting for the thoughts of suffocation, the feelings of feeling compressed maybe or claustrophobic, can you relax the belly? Can you soften your face? Can you relax your jaw? Can you blink? Can you release your shoulders and soften your fingers? Can you relax your pelvic floor? Relax the upper belly, including the diaphragm. Now, those are many things. Those are just examples. So later on during the breath snack, I might just use one word, relax, or soften your face, subtle smile, release the belly, you know, short cues like this. And you can do always the same cue with every pause that you do, or change the cues. But the idea here is that you find ways to stay with the pause, even if it's just a 4 second pause or a 5 second pause, but you do something intentionally during that pause instead of falling victim to it, now holding through it. And then as a next step, you can use certain activations. But these activations, of course, they create tension. Any activation essentially is a muscular tension. If I lift my arm, I'm creating tension in certain parts of the arm, which lifts the arm up. My point here is, after you have relaxed your body, relaxed your nervous system, and now intentionally using certain activations will elongate that breath hold longer, or allow you to pause it longer without feeling like you're suffocating. It's not that you do that when you still hold all this tension because your nervous system is trying to survive. But once you have found that place of calm, then, for example, if you can intentionally expand the belly, if you can intentionally activate your fingers, almost like you're making a fist, but it's more like you're having a spongy ball in your hand and you are softly pressing it. So there's this mild activation in your whole hands, in both of your hands. And the third thing that you can try is, instead of expanding the belly actively, drawing the lower belly in. Not the upper belly, but the lower belly. And we will try again all these things out in a moment. So now I will guide you through the breath neck. We will just breathe at the beginning, find a rhythm, find a diaphragmatic breath through the nose. Then we will introduce a pause after the exhalation. And then we will play with different ways of doing something during the pause. And you can stop at any point. You can always breathe when you feel you need to breathe, even if I'm still saying pause. And you can also do that by yourself using your own length. This is just an example to get you started on that process. So find a comfortable place. If you are driving, if you're doing something that can be potentially dangerous, don't do it now. Wait for later. If you feel very constricted when you're sitting, you can just lie down on the back, maybe even bend your knees, put your feet closer to your hips so that your lower back can be on the floor, that there's not your belly kind of lifting up and your lower back getting extended. Just find a very comfortable place to sit or to lie. Then exhale through your nose. Soften your belly. Inhale into your upper belly. Exhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose. Exhale, make a sound like you're whispering an M. Continue breathing with that throat engagement. Now you could even place your hands on your upper belly. Inhale, feel the belly expanding into your hands. And as you exhale, check that your belly is just releasing back to its natural position. Your diaphragm releasing back up. No chest movement. Inhale, belly expands. Exhale, simple passive exhalation. Then, inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four. same volume, just a little longer exhale. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Pause. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Smile, wait. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Relax, smile. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Relax your belly and pelvic floor. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Soft eyes, relax your jaw. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Wait. And then just start breathing again in your own rhythm. A little longer exhalation. Do two or three breaths like that. During the exhalation, soften your eyes, subtle smile, relax your jaw. Swallow after the next exhalation is done. Release the belly, soften your pelvic floor. Then do one more inhalation. Exhale calmly, passively. Then wait until there's a natural appetite for the next inhalation and just wait a little longer. And as you inhale again, make sure it's a normal inhalation, no gasping, no tension, and a normal exhalation. You immediately go back to this natural rhythm, no matter how long your personal pause was. And then let's do another one. So you inhale, exhale calmly, pause the breath. Now, slightly, the moment you get that appetite for the next inhalation, activate your fingers a little bit, as if you're pressing a spongy ball. Then release your fingers and then inhale. So use your fingers only once you have gotten that sensation that you want to inhale, and use your finger activation just to prolong it for another couple of seconds. Then continue breathing calmly. And then with the next inhalation, calmly in, let the air out, pause the breath again, wait. Relax into it, smile, soften your eyes. Neck is free, shoulders are relaxed, pelvic floor is relaxed. And then expand the belly as you get that appetite for the inhalation. Without inhaling, just expand the belly. Soften it and expand it outwards. Then release and inhale again. And see if that helped you to slightly override that moment of, oh, I want to inhale already. And then continue breathing calmly. And then just one more. So in between those pauses, we can always take 3 to 5 breaths or more if you have time. And so, with that next inhalation, calmly fill the upper belly, then let the air out passively. pause, relax the face, relax your jaw, place your tongue on the upper palate, subtle smile, barely noticeable. And then when you get that first appetite, draw the lower belly just slightly in, just below the navel towards your sacrum. And then release. And eventually allow the next inhalation to come in calmly and with control. Then inhale, exhale, and when you feel like you're breathing calmly, just wait after the next exhalation and allow your body now to take over the breathing rhythm again. You just watch how your body is naturally breathing. Your pelvic floor is relaxed, your belly is relaxed, your shoulders are broad, your fingertips can reach, your neck is free, your face can relax. And you just observe how your body draws the breath in and out by itself. And notice how you feel in your body. Were you in control the whole time? Did you allow yourself to feel discomfort, but felt enough presence to be with it in a loving way? And if you did go maybe just slightly over what you wanted to do, can you learn from that? Can you adjust the practice the next time to change that feeling afterwards or that assessment? Are you feeling calm right now? Present? Connected to yourself? And then as you keep that subtle smile on your lips and your eyes relaxed, you are ready for the rest of the day. And so this is just an example of what you can do to play with your breath actively and learn to enjoy those pauses in a step-by-step way without going fully into some practice that might be too much for this moment and your current state. Thank you and have a beautiful day. I will be with you again next week.